Now, the rest of the story. Alta Truex is more than a runner. She's a champion. She's a gold medal winner in the 15-kilometer event. Alta ranks number 2 in the nation. In Canton, Ohio, 1 year, she swept the 100-meter, the 200-meter, the 400-meter, the 1,500-meter, and the 5,000-meter events in the regional Olympics. Alta's home is inundated with ribbons and plaques and trophies and medals. Coast to coast, she is regarded by enthusiasts and competitors as 120 pounds of athletic dynamite. And only 10 years ago, she was facing the beginning of the end. Just before Easter 1977, Alta started bleeding inexplicably. Her doctor examined her, performed some tests, and related the bad news. It was cancer. Alta swallowed hard, confided that she had not been feeling well for 6 months. The physician nodded. Too much time had passed already. Alta must not even return home. She must stay in the hospital, be operated on immediately. She did, and she was. 2 weeks later, Alta was released with the warning that sometimes this kind of cancer comes back. 4 months later, the cancer came back. In August, Alta had her second abdominal surgery. They removed a cancerous tumor and a fair-sized chunk of the patient. Afterward, Alta asked the doctor what she should do next, and grimly he told her that everything that could be done had been done. Alta must now go home and rest. So Alta went home and rested, but not for long. You see, prior to this, Alta had never been athletically inclined, but she recalled conversations she'd had with girlfriends before her illness, remembering their saying how good running makes you feel. Alta had never believed them, but now she wanted to. She told her doctor that she wanted to start running for exercise. The physician was horrified. He said it'll do you no good, and he said considering your condition, it could kill you. But Alta was determined. And she went out and bought a pair of running shoes. She began training. And soon she had worked up to 6 miles per day. That Alta had discovered a latent talent became apparent when she entered her first race. Her first race. And came home with a trophy. She entered another race and came home with another trophy. Until today. And today, as many dozens of races later, that same home is stacked ceiling to floor with trophies, more than 100 in all. And Alta's doctor, he is now a believer. He has to be. Although anyone, to be fair to him, anyone in the beginning would have sympathized with his skepticism because Alta had been quite ill. And something more, Alta's impressive running records are recorded in her age class. When Alta Truex ran her first race, she was then already 70. That's right, she's been running for her life and running strong ever since. And today, by the way, she is going on 78 years young. You'll see Alta Truex mentioned in the sports pages from time to time. The next time you see that name, remember the rest of the story.